Emily, Jess und Alex sind jetzt bei mir im Studio. Hallo Tin Pan Orange.
Hallo.
Hi.
I guess we have all heard the song Dumb Ways to Die, in which Emily was featured. Did that change the way your band was perceived?
A little bit. It was a strange experience. It was kind of just an accident that I sang it. My friend was was producing the ad, and he just called me, and he, you know, the day before, and he said, "Can you just come and sing something? I'd like you to just sing on this ad that I'm doing." And I made sure that it wasn't like, you know, for any, you know, McDonald's or something that I didn't want to put my voice to. And he said it was for trains. And I was like, trains are cool. So anyway, I did it. And then a couple of weeks later, I'd forgotten all about it. And he was like, "Oh, by the way, the thing you did, it's like gone viral." So it was kind of like, it was a strange little accident that it all happened. It was actually really good for the band. It was, I guess some exposure where we wouldn't have had it. It got us some really great publishing opportunities. It was this weird little kind of thing that happened.
Emily hat gerade erzählt, passenderweise zu Unfällen quasi war es auch ein Unfall, dass sie da mitgesungen hat. Es war also nicht geplant, sondern ein Freund hat angerufen und gesagt, hier, ich produziere gerade den Song, könntest du mal aushelfen? Und für die Band war das aber gar nicht so schlecht, ein bisschen Aufmerksamkeit zu bekommen und vor allem auch die virale Aufmerksamkeit. With Tin Pan Orange, you're singing Everybody Wants to Go to America and another single of yours is called Barcelona. Growing up in Australia, which is rather isolated, how did that influence the way you make music?
I think all of us in this band have a curiosity about the world. I've traveled a lot, actually. Jesse is my brother, who's in the band. Say hi.
Hi.
Our parents are not Australian, so our dad's from Zimbabwe and our mum is from Switzerland. And I think that's always made us kind of look beyond Australia.
And also growing up and performing in Australia, we are so isolated that it's a big part of what bands want to do is get out of Australia and get to tour to places like Europe or America or anywhere really.
Those lyrics just found somehow naturally found their way into my songs.
Also Emily und Jess haben gerade erzählt, die beiden sind Geschwister und auch die Eltern haben internationale Wurzeln. Also so, sie sind beide schon viel gereist, haben quasi auch einen Bezug dazu zum Reisen und natürlich auch einen Bezug dazu, die Welt kennenzulernen. Denn man hat das Gefühl, die Musiker in Australien, die wollen irgendwie alle raus. Und deswegen spiegelt sich das auch so ein bisschen in den Songs wieder. Doch auch Musik kann ja immer häufig Stress sein und dann hat man eigentlich wenig Zeit, die Städte kennenzulernen, in denen man spielt. You post some pictures from Paris recently. Do you have time to explore the cities you play in?
No. We wish. We're usually in a city for 18 hours. So whatever you can get done in 18 hours, including doing the gig and the sound check and sleeping, that's what we see.
Also Emily hat erzählt, sie sind meistens so 18 Stunden in einer Stadt, deswegen haben sie nicht wirklich Zeit, die Stadt kennenzulernen, neben Gig, Soundcheck und so weiter und so fort. Nun habe ich Ihnen noch ein bisschen Musik versprochen, liebe Hörer, und ich freue mich auch schon auf Musik, und zwar live von Tin Pan Orange. You also have brought your instruments with you. What song do you play for us?
Yes, we are going to play a song called Rich Man.
I'm excited.
He can buy the love he needs, opens doors with all his keys, takes you where people know, where it lies yours to own. Lady, when a rich man comes, take your breath away. He's burning like a million suns. Walk away.
your lover in the ground. The big old house, it echoes more. Now he won't show up at all. Maybe when a rich man comes, take your breath away. It's burning like a million suns. Maybe walk away. Maybe when a rich man comes, it's burning like a million suns. Maybe when a rich man comes.
Rich Man von Tim Penn Orange live in der Detektor FM Session. Ihr Album heißt Love is a Dog, also Liebe ist ein Hund. Und natürlich möchte ich von Ihnen wissen, wie man auf so einen Titel gekommen ist. Love is a Dog. How did you come with this album title? Do you have a special relationship to dogs or what?
I do like dogs, except this is actually a reference to a Charles Bukowski poem. He's an American poet. He's dead now, but he wrote a lot, like in the 70s. He was a funny guy, always drunk. And
that's the best.
Yeah, that's the best kind of poet. And so he wrote a poem called "Love is a Dog from Hell." And I love his work, and I often look to him when I'm wanting like inspiration or stimulation, and so I thought that I would just plagiarize, but not completely. I just used the first four words instead of I left out the hell bit.
Sie mag auf jeden Fall Hunde. Der Titel basiert aber eigentlich auf einem Gedicht und sie lässt sich auch oft von diesem Poeten inspirieren. Inspirieren ist genau das richtige Stichwort, denn in der Folkmusik werden eben gerne Geschichten erzählt. Doch woher kommen die? Traditionally, folk music is a lot about storytelling. Where did you draw your inspiration from? Otherwise, the poem.
So I draw inspiration from. We draw inspiration from lots of, I guess, different places. Yeah, like other people's work, poems and books and movies and stuff like that, and then of course our own lives. As I get older, I think my life gets less dramatic, which is like good, so I kind of look outside myself for inspiration. And I think that's good too, because I'm not that interesting.
No, I don't think so. Also viele Orte, die Arbeit von anderen Menschen, eben auch Poeten. Aber naja, das Wichtige ist, sie lässt sich halt von anderen Menschen inspirieren, weil sie das Gefühl hat, seit sie älter ist, ist sie nicht mehr ganz so spannend und hat nicht mehr so viel Drama im Leben, was ich natürlich nicht glaube. Zumindest die Inspiration für ihren Bandnamen wissen wir nämlich schon. Das ist die Tin Pan Alley in New York. Und da hat sich das Musikbusiness der 30er versammelt. Verbindet die Band eigentlich was mit dieser Ära? Your band name is a reference to Tin Pan Alley in New York. That's where the music industry was based in the 30s. Do you draw inspiration from that era or do you have other influences?
I think we do draw some inspiration from that sort of space and that time where there was this concentration of songwriters all in these little rooms hammering away and trying to write hits. There's something kind of romantic about that and kind of beautiful. I guess, yeah, we did draw inspiration from that, definitely.
Sie erzählen, dass eben in dieser Zeit sich in kleinen Räumen die Inspiration zusammen versammelt hat, die zusammen Songs geschrieben haben und das natürlich auch so ein bisschen die romantische Vorstellung ist und sich das natürlich auch in der Musik wiederfindet. Und das wollen wir natürlich auch hören, denn die Instrumente sind immer noch da und deswegen will ich es mir nicht nehmen lassen, Sie nochmal um einen weiteren Song zu bitten. You're gonna play another song for us. I'm happy. Which one?
The song's called Cities of Gold. Everybody's going to America, making sure all their dreams come true. I'm not sure what my dreams are made of. They're always changing. They're always changing. All my plans, like ice cream bells in the summer.
Das sind die letzten Klänge von Tin Pan Orange mit Cities of Gold live im Detektor FM Studio. Heute Abend schließen sie ihre Europa-Tour mit einem Konzert in der Kantine am Berghain in Berlin ab. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having us.
And have a good evening in Berlin.
Thank you. Dankeschön.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.